This week we read the parshios that conclude the Torah's discussion of the tzivui for the building of the Mishkan and the actual building of the structure and the kelim of the Mishkan. But before the Torah talks about the Mishkan, it first mentions the mitzvah of Shabbos, of Shmira Shabbos. Sheishes yamim teyosim alochu v'yom ha-shvi yiyalochem kodesh Shabbos Shabbos on Hashem. We find as well in Parashas Kisisa that after the Torah enumerates the different elements of the Mishkan and the Kalim of the Mishkan, the appointment of Bezalel to build the Mishkan, the Torah mentions Shabbos. Achas Shabbosai tishmaru kiyosi b'niu v'nechem. What's the kesher between the Mishkan and Shabbos? So we know that Rashi quotes from Chazal that the Torah juxtaposes the building of the Mishkan to Shmir Shabbos to teach us that Binyan HaMishkan is not Docheh Shabbos, that you can't push off Shabbos, you can't be Mechalel Shabbos in order to build a Mishkan. But Rashi in Parshas Kisisa embellishes this Drashas Chazal a little bit more. He says, Afo pishati redufin is reason bezvizus ha-malocha Shabbos al tidocha miponeh. Even if you'll be redufin, you'll be enthusiastic, you'll be zrizin bezvizus ha-malocha, you'll be running and eager to do the work of the Mishkan, don't do it on Shabbos. Don't be doche Shabbos for the building of the Mishkan. What kind of an interesting lashon is this? Afo pishati redufin is reason bezvizus ha-malocha. Even if you'll be so enthusiastic to build a Mishkan, but be careful not to be doche Shabbos. What's the Havamina? If there's a mitzvah of Shmir Shabbos, we can't do Malach on Shabbos, of course. Binyan HaMishkan shouldn't be Docha Shabbos. And what's this Loshen Bechlal? Afal Pishati Redufin. It's a very, very elaborate Loshen. What does Rashi have in mind? Rashi in Parashas Kisisa quotes a Machlokes in Chazal as to whether Cheta Egel occurred before the Tzivui to build a Mishkan or it occurred after. According to the Shita, that the Tzivui came after Cheta Egel, so clearly the building of the Mishkan was somehow a tikkun for Cheta Egel. What was the tikkun? What was the tikkun of the Mishkan? The Beis Halevi, in Parshas Kisisa, explains that really Klal Yisrael made the Egel because of a toast. They got carried away because they were nervous about something. They saw Moshe Rabbeinu was not coming back, and they were nervous that they won't have any intermediary to help them serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they went to Aaron and they said, do something for us. We need an emtsoi. We need an intermediary. And the eagle came out. Aaron tried his best, but somehow it didn't work out the way that they wanted it to work out, the way that he wanted it to work out, and the eagle came out. Klal Yisrael meant well, but they made a mistake. And that is that they felt they needed something to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They needed this emtsoi, this intermediary, and they got carried away as a result of that need. The lesson of the Egel is that serving Hashem is not about doing what I need to feel religiously fulfilled. It's about doing what Hashem wants from us, doing the Tzivui Hashem. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do in response to the Egel? He gave Klal Yisrael a Mishkan. He gave them the intermediary they were looking for, the binyan, the physical structure that could help them serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, the Aron and the Shulchan and the Menorah, all the elements of the Mishkan. But he gave it to them b'tzivui. He gave it to them with a command. And that made all the difference, because instead of them being carried away with the needs that they perceived they had, they were actually fulfilling the Tzivui Hashem in building the Mishkan and in serving Him through the Mishkan. Says the Beis Halevi, that's why in Parshas Pekudei, when the Mishkan is actually erected, it says, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe, over and over again, 18 times. Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. Because that's what the Mishkan ultimately was all about. It was about having this vehicle to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it was a vehicle that was given to them al pi Tziva Hashem. It was Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. And that's what made it mutter. Misplaced religious passion is not a positive thing. And maybe that's what Rashi has in mind in Parshas Kisisa. Afo pishati redufin is reason bezrizus hamalocha. Shabbos al tidocha miponeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, don't let your enthusiasm take hold of you. Don't fall prey to the emotion that you had before the egel. Serving me is not about doing what you need. It's not about fulfilling your needs. It's about finding what the Ratzon Hashem is all about. Taking a step back and contemplating, what does Hashem want from me? That's how we serve Him in the best possible way. I think one of the lessons of this difficult and challenging saga of COVID is this very point. Throughout this experience, many people have been carried away, and they just feel like, I can't continue. I need shul. I need my tefillah betzibur. I need a beis medrash to learn it. I need a kriyas haTorah. I need things. I don't feel religiously fulfilled. I feel empty without serving Hashem in the way that I'm used to. I think one of the messages of COVID is that that's not the way to go. We don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu by needing to serve Him. We serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing what He wants from us, by fulfilling the Tzivei Hashem. Sometimes circumstances demand that we pull back, and we don't do what we want to do, what we normally do, what we're used to doing. We don't express ourselves the way that we'd like, but rather we do what the Ribbono Shel Olam asks us to do. Because the ultimate avoda is not when we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way that we want, but rather when we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way that He wants us to serve Him. Shabbos.